This is Chelsea Rainey interviewing my dear Rainey at her home on March 28, 1995. The subject of this interview is rural life in Alabama. Okay, ma'am, I'll describe school life when you were a child.
That was very hard. We didn't have a real good school life. It was a lot of hard work. And, we had to walk a long ways to go to school. And, you know, we had a one-room, two-room school building, taught from the first grade through the 12th grade in those two rooms. We had two teachers, and you could hear all the lessons that were being discussed from through the day. And we had no lunch break, no lunch rooms, no running water, and we had wood heaters for heat. The parents furnished the wood for the heat, but the older boys kept the fires going. And we had no coaches for any activities. It was mostly all just academic activities. And we all had recess in the morning, and we had a lunch break at lunch, and we had recess in the afternoon, and we had dismissed. And
whenever you had recess, what did y'all do usually for recess?
A lot of times we played dodgeball, and maybe we'd have a string ball that we could play baseball with. And then sometimes the older boys would get a hold of a basketball, and they liked to play with that. But they were not anything like that furnished in school. It was just if some of the people had them and brought them to school, that they would play with them. And that's about the only activities there really was. Tag and baseball and stealing sticks. Now, we had a game that was called stealing sticks.
What was that?
What was that like? Okay. You put so many sticks on the end of each end of the field and draw a line through the center of the field. You choose sides, and then everybody would try to get across the line without being tagged and go steal a stick from the other side. The one that had wound up with all the sticks was the winner in the game.
Oh, okay.
It was fun because we didn't know anything else. And dodgeball wasn't too much fun because it was most of the time you had to play with that string ball. If it hit you,
yeah,
it'd leave a knot. And we played tag, like I say, and that wasn't too organized anyway, so it wasn't really considered a game. And then as for big days in school, we had what we call a May Day. And everybody tried to wear white that day. Can you imagine white clothes going to school and playing all those games? And we did a maypole where we did a lot of different colors, and with different colored crepe paper. You wound that around the maypole in a pattern, and I think that is really still done in schools like today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had just lunching on the lunch on the school ground that day, and everybody would try to bring a basket and just eat together and have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to carry our own lunch to school, and most of that time we had what we called a lunch bucket, and most of the time it was just a syrup bucket with our lunch in it.
Okay, what was a typical day in your life like?
Well, we would get up in the morning. Everybody got up about the same time. We'd get up and we'd cook and eat breakfast, and everybody did part of that. Part of cooking, mother supervised the cooking, but we all had to pitch in and set the table and get everything set up for the family to eat breakfast when we got breakfast. Then we had to wash dishes like everybody has to do now, which everybody likes so well. And then we had to We always had cows, and we had to milk the cows. We had to feed the pigs, feed the chickens, see that everything was taken care of in the morning. And then we went to the field and worked in the field.
What did you do in the field?
Well, we'd have to, just whatever was being done, as it was, you could plant crops, and we planted corn and cotton, and we had sugar cane, and we had what is considered truck farming now was just our way of life. Then it was raising a living for the family. We planted a lot of beans and peas and corn and potatoes and those kind of things, and they had to be cultivated, and we had to help with all that. And then at lunch we came in and ate lunch, and we rest for maybe an hour, and we went back to the field again and worked until we couldn't hardly see in the field, and then we had to go home and do all of those morning chores were to do over again in the afternoon. You had to milk the cows again at night, and you had to feed the pigs again and feed the chickens, and that in the afternoon you had to gather the eggs also, so, and bring wood in for the night. And we didn't have any electricity. We had no radios. We didn't even know what those were. And we had no television, of course, or anything like that. No cars, no anything like that. It was just really a hard life, and everybody had to work at it to make a go of it.
How often were you able to, like, go to Tangland and stuff?
Well, for the most part, the children hardly ever went. Until you got to be something like in your teen years, you didn't go to town much. Either the dad went, or dad went and picked up what we had, because we didn't need a lot of things. We grew everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe twice a year we went to town.
What occasions were they?
Just whenever we had a way to go, and we just go to town, and wasn't much of anything you could do in town because there was no movies, no nothing like Walmart or anything like that. The stores were all just general merchandise stores mostly. All the stores sold about the same thing. The kind of things you need on the farm, like you had to have some feeds for the cattle and livestock, and medications for things like that. And all the stores carry feeds and farm supplies, as well as dry goods and your shoes and cloth for clothing. There wasn't any ready-made clothes at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody usually made their own clothes, and they just had a lot of things bought at the store.
So, other than going to town, was there any other places you got to go?
Well, we went to church. We were church going people. We went to church every week.
And what was a typical church life like?
Well, everybody in the community just about was. Went to the same churches, you know. They
mm-hmm.
was just groups of people, and we had Sunday school. We had Sunday school literature, and we had Sunday school, and we had prayer meetings, and a lot of times they were held in different people's homes. You go during the week, you might go to somebody's house just for a prayer service. My mother was very religious person. She thought if you didn't go to church, there's just something bad wrong with you. And you just about had to go to church every Sunday. And other than that, we didn't have too much outside life. It was just mostly our home life and work and all of that.
At that time, what were some of the things that you considered luxuries?
I didn't know what those were. a luxury was getting to go someplace you hadn't been. And someplace that you really wanted to go. Now that was considered a luxury to us.
How did a child at that time feel about the Depression?
Well, I guess it was hard for you to understand because you didn't know that there could be a better life.
Mm-hmm.
You just went into the Depression that you were born into it, and you just are the aftermath of it, and you just tried to pick up your life there where you were at the time. And it was very hard for everybody. There was a lot of hard work for people to do. And like I said before, everybody tried to grow their own living.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just busy at that at all times. And it took work from sunup to sundown to make a living for the family. And I don't think a child really knew what was going on or how it would have been different. But I think it would have been interesting to know just what life was before the Depression started, because as you came out of it, it seemed like life got better.
Mm-hmm.
Sufficed, or everybody got used to a better life, sufficed, until it just wasn't any way to know what the Depression would have really been like.
How do you think you would have viewed it if you had been able to live before the Depression hit?
I think it would have been much harder on you, because it would have been, if you had ever had anything and lost it all, I think it would have been very hard on anybody. And I don't really see how the grown-ups really lived through it, you know, to tell you the truth, because I know it was awfully hard for them.
What were some of the jobs that were available to teenagers as they got older? Were they like some for women, some for men, or was it just whoever could get it?
Well, for the most part, it was whoever got there first. What they were willing to accept. And most jobs were textile to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of children, I understand, I never didn't do it myself, but I understand a lot of children went to work in the textile factories when they were very young. Some of them 8 and 9 years old,
mm-hmm,
would work in the textile factories. And I don't really know how much money they made at the time, or what they were paid, or what kind of jobs they had to do to on the job, you know. But I've heard people talk about working when they were 8 and 9 years old in what they call the cotton mill. And I know that boys worked in foundries, some of them, where there were foundries, but they were far between, because there wasn't that many of the foundries for the boys to even get jobs in. And then as stores become more available, people started building more and more stores, and then the dime or 5 and 10 cent stores came in.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people worked in those, a lot of them.
What particular jobs did you have?
Well, I worked in the cotton mill.
What did that consist of, and what did you have to do?
I was a spinner in the cotton mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that better, I think, than any job I've ever had, except the last ones I've had, the ones in later life. And then I worked on a powder line during the war.
What was that?
Where you loaded powder to make the explosives for the people that were fighting. And we run a sewing machine there, because you had to sew the powder up in you put it in a cloth bag, and you had to sew it into that.
Mm-hmm.
You had to weigh it and measure it and everything, put the right amount in there. I did that. And I worked in a sewing factory. And all for very little wages at the time.
What was an average paycheck or payday?
I think about 51 cents an hour is about the regular pay for the government jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't remember what the others were. It's been a long time ago.